Hey guys, and welcome to an episode of Words on Wednesday by me, Karina, where we talk about how life is as a Christian, but doing a very worldly job as a model, but in general, just talking about how God not only changed my life, but many others surrounding me. And yeah, so today we are getting more into the modeling aspect and yeah, what has happened the past few weeks has been crazy. There has a lot of things have been happening, and I was very busy, which is also why I really wanted to take time out to focus and to really detox and to really be present again. Because when you're being so busy, it's so easy that you're caught up in all the things that you're doing and all the things that you have to do, and things that God has blessed you with like became an obligation or something you have to do, or like a to-do, you know. So I couldn't really enjoy doing what God has placed on my heart the way I did before when I did it, because of him giving it to me and using me as his vessel. But for me, it was turning into a core, and I was like, oh, I need to do this again. No, I need to do this as well. I need to just fit it into my schedule. I need to fit it into my schedule. And everything. So, which is really the busyness of life just has taken over. But also there have been like beautiful moments. But something that has happened was like the episode will be called Even If Not. So Even If Not, I had my Even If Not moment with God just like I think 2 weeks ago now, regarding something about modeling, and it was about something God told me. The thing is, like, going all the way back, 2 weeks ago I should have been going to Munich with a friend, and everything was planned out and I was really excited for it and everything, but then everything was booked already as well. But then there was something coming up, like a casting call for something, for like a fashion week in Milan, and I was like, oh wow, like what a timing, because it was around the same time that I'll be in Munich. But I was like, let's go apply to it. And I was like, really, because I really, really wanted to work for her. You can already tell past tense, but we'll get there. I really wanted to work for her, and I was like, I wanted to work for her in London as well in March. And yeah, so I applied to that casting. Of course, I was all in my head and I was like, oh, if this is going to work out, but I don't think it's going to work out, but we will see. And I felt that I got way too invested in it. And I was like, you know what, just pray and give it to God. So I prayed. I could really feel this prayer was like prayer. Like, you know, I'm not something where I say like, yeah, God, I give it to you, and then I'm all caught up in it again. No, but no, it was really like I had this feeling of giving it to God and giving it away. And then I prayed this prayer and I was like, God, if you want me to be there, if you want me to walk the show, you will make a way. You will make this possible, Father, because it's not my own strength, it's yours, and you open their eyes and let them see and everything. And I was just like giving it all to God, and I felt such peace afterwards, because I was like, yeah, I applied. If it's not going to work out, it's not going to work out, but I prayed for it, so God will give me a sign. If he wants me there, I was like, if you want me there, I get a reply, I get an email, and I get invited to the casting, I will walk the show. And I said, like, I will know that you have spoken. And just a few days later, after having the worst driver's lesson ever, where I was beating myself up because I had such high standards about, like, towards myself regarding getting through driving lessons quickly to get my driver's license quickly. But this was a really bad lesson, and I was even crying, and I was like FaceTiming with my brother in the evening. I remember, I think it was a Tuesday, and I was FaceTiming with my brother and was telling him about this driver's lessons because it was like so bad, and my driver's teacher didn't help a bit. He didn't help at all. But I don't want to be mean, but he was just not very communicating, not very well. And with me, it's like really important to stay calm. If you get aroused and more stressed and loud, I get even more stressed. So but yeah, so basically, I was telling my brother about this driver's lesson, so you can already hear and tell that it wasn't a good one. But suddenly, there was like an email plopping up on my, like, on my window, you know, my phone, and I was just, like, seeing, like, the like, you know, how do you say it, like, if you put the topic in there, I think was a reference, but yeah, so it was about that casting, and I got a reply, and I was just, like, screaming on the phone. My brother was, like, wearing headphones, I'm so sorry, to his ears, but he was, like, oh, like, he was, like, really in pain, but I was, like, really excited, and I was, like, what, like, how, and I was, like, I was shaking, and I was so excited, and I was, like, God, I gave it to you in prayer, I didn't even think of it anymore, but I was just, like, I gave it to you, and then you made this possible, but what now, like, how am I supposed to go if I have everything booked for Munich, so, and I was going to Munich with a friend, and, yeah, so, basically, I also found out another friend, because she just wrote, I think, an hour before, that she also got an invitation to the casting to Milan, and I wrote her, and I was like, I was calling her, and she was so random, but it was so funny, and I was like, girl, like, I'm going to, like, I've been invited to Milan as well, shall we go together, shall we book an Airbnb together, and everything, like, I was, like, because I was still thinking, like, let's pray about it, but I was just like, God, you spoke so clearly, and it was, like, so crazy, because he did this, and I gave it to him, and I said, if you want me to be there, you will let me get invited to the casting, and I got the invitation, and this was so crazy, but then I was, like, calling her, and I was like, yeah, let's do this, and then, you know, when everything just works out perfectly fine, so everything worked out perfectly fine, we got an Airbnb, which was really cheap, and so central, and it was at the canal, and we got flights for really cheap, I think it was, like, 40 euros or something, for my flights, it was, like, really cheap, I was like, this is, like, and it was, like, in 2 days or something, so it was so crazy, because everything just worked out, and I was, like, okay, God, you really want me to go, but I was also telling my friend, about what has happened, and I was, like, yeah, I've prayed about this, like, crazy, I gave it to God, I prayed about it, and now this has happened, so what shall I do, and she was, like, if you prayed about it, and you gave it to God, you already have your answer, and I was, like, yeah, but I also want to go to Munich with you. I want to see the other ones again, like friends and community from church that we met on summer camp. And I was just like, yeah, I also really want to go. But she was like, yeah, but God has taught you this. And I was like, okay, yeah. Of course, I was also excited, but I also would have loved to go to Munich. But then, yeah, so basically we booked everything and I went to Milan. And I got invited to the casting, I was at the casting, everything fitted perfectly, like all the clothes, everything fitted perfectly, we swapped the shoes, everything was great, and it has been really stressful, because I've also been booked for a job with Primark on this Friday, so the casting was on a Thursday, so I was there, and it was so crazy, because the casting wasn't just in a normal building, but it was in a high designer, high-end building, and I was like, how are we, like, I can tell you, it was a Dolce & Gabbana building, and I was just like, how, like, what, like, it was so crazy, because it was a designer in cooperation with Dolce & Gabbana, and, I was just like, this is so crazy that, like, I could set foot into this building. And, yeah, so basically, it was in that building and everything was so surreal and crazy and I was so freaking nervous. But, yeah, so basically I had to fly out after the casting. And the casting had been scheduled from 11 to 12, but it has been going on until, I think, 1 p.m. or 1:30. So I, in the end, I missed my flights, everything, but that's a different story for another time. It was horrible, but I was so excited from the casting still, and I was, like, giving it all to God, and I had so much faith, and I was like, God, I know you'll make this happen, because the thing is, like, when I got invited to the casting, and when I gave it away in prayer, and I got the invitation to the casting on the same evening, I also received a prophetic word over YouTube from someone. She has spoken into my life 2 times already over the course of, I think, 2 or 3 years, so this prophetic word was like, it really couldn't have fit better, and it was basically describing a runway and everything, but it also could have been something else, so yeah, God speaks, and this was my interpretation at that time, but it was like, really, I was like, okay, God, you want me to go, and you want me to walk. And I was like crying because this word just touched me and everything. So being there, being at the casting, everything fit, everything was perfect. The banter was great. We got along really well. And I was like, oh God, you're gonna make this happen. You're gonna make this happen. And I was at the job in Manchester, and then I was flying back to Milan just the day after. And I was like still having faith and hoping, yes, God, you'll make it happen, because the show would have been on Sunday. And so my friend also, she awaited a response of being finally confirmed or not, because she's also been to a fitting that has been happening on the day I was in Manchester. So basically, I didn't end up booking the show, but I had so much faith until the last minute, because I was really like, God, I know you said something, and I know you don't say something without making it happen. You don't lie. And I also read a book, Circle Makers, and something that came into my mind, because when I was at the airport on my way back to Milan from Manchester, I sent an email out, because I was like, I want to know now. I was like, hey, I'm on my way back to Milan. Let me know if you need to see me again for a fitting or for casting anything. And then she was like, unfortunately, it's not going to work out this season. And I was just like, the first thing that came into my mind was something I read in the book Circle Makers, which is really about drawing circles around your prayers. It was really about their story of having a contract to a building denied several times. I think it was like 3 times. And even on the third time, it was for someone else. They already had the contract, everything. But they continued praying, because they were like, yeah, we are out of luck, but we're not out of prayer. So they continued praying and took get like a step away from it, and we're just believing in God and thanking God for it. And then they received a contract, because they had the spiritual promise from God beforehand. And I was like, yeah, like this came to my mind straight away, and I was like, okay, God, the final word is not spoken. The final word is not spoken. And then I was like flying back, everything, and I was like, okay, even though she said no, I know things can change, especially in the modeling industry. And I was still having faith, and I wasn't tired, or not tired, sorry, I wasn't sad. I wanted to say the German word for sad, it was traurig, but I wasn't sad, because I was like, I know my God is able, and he said it, and he will do it. And then, yeah, basically I flew back to Milan, and my friend, she was on a roller coaster of emotions, but I loved it that we could get through this together. Of course, it was a bit harder because she isn't a Christian, so it was really hard. So I had to pray on my own and myself, and remind myself of what God has said and everything. But yeah, so it was really amazing that we could spend this time together and go through this roller coaster together. And basically, I was having faith until the last minute, really, because on Sunday was the show, I think at 11 or something, and I was having faith. And the crazy thing is, the church has been at the location, like really close, a 5-minute walk to the location where the show has taken place. And I was like, God, you can do this last minute. And I just walk over from church, because I was going to church anyways. So basically I was in church, and he didn't make me walk the show, because the show started and I was in church. And I was like, in that moment, or not even that moment, before I went to church, I walked around the building and I was praying, and I was really like, God, I know you gave me that word. I pray that you bless this ground, that you bless the models, that you will be present, because also Ashley Graham has been walking there. I also know she's a Christian. I just pray that, God, that your light shines through them, and that really they are all blessed. No one gets hurt. Everything like will be perfect. And I prayed for this building, around this building, walked a block around this building and prayed for it. And then I started, like, you know, tears were starting to come up, because I was like, I don't think that I'll book the show. And I was like, okay, like time is getting really, really tight, and I don't think I'll book the show. But I pushed the tears down, because I was like, no, the final word is not spoken. There's still time for God. There's always time. But then when I was in church and the live stream started, I was like, okay, it's not going to happen, because it has already started, and it will not happen last minute. Not like she said in the prophetic word that it will be last minute, not like the book in a Circle Makers. And if my friend wouldn't have been there, I think I would have cried or would have just been like, God, why? But because a friend was there, it was so random. I met a friend that I met here in Germany, but she isn't from Germany. So it was so crazy that we met in Milan. Like, what are the odds? And it was so crazy. So I had my distraction. But I was like still, all the other days, like afterwards, I was still like, why? In my head, I was like, why, God? Why do you say something and not make it happen? Especially because I stood on that promise that he will never say something and not make it happen. Now it's like, why? So has everything been for nothing? I should have gone to Munich. And why am I here? And like, why did I not work the show? Why did you make me like believe in it or give me false hope, you know? And I was really biting on it and chewing on it because it wasn't easy, because I was like so convinced, because God has spoken, that it will happen, but it didn't end up happening. So I wasn't like, God, I don't believe in you anymore or something like it. No, but I was like, not, I was confused because I was like, why did you not make it happen? But anyway, so I still enjoyed the other days with my friend in Milan, and then I flew back home, and I still was, over the days, I was pretty distant from God, because I was like, why? Like, why? You could have spared me from all of this. But looking back on it now, some things have happened in Milan that wouldn't have been happening if I wouldn't have been there. Is this the right structure? I don't know. And grammar. But so basically, I got signed to an agency there, which I never even thought of, because I know Milan is really strict about measurements and everything. So I got signed to an agency there. I had an amazing time with my friend, and I was in church and saw my friend again. And I was like, it wasn't for nothing. Like, even looking back, God gave me more than I expected, because I expected to get invited to the casting. I got invited to the casting. The things fit, everything was great, but he gave me more. He gave me an agency that could potentially book me even more jobs instead of just this one show that I, of course, now didn't book. But I also know that it had a reason. So it had a reason, because God always has a reason. Because if something doesn't end up happening, it's either to protect us or really because God has something else for us. And now looking back, I was like, I was beating up myself and was questioning God. But then I was like, it's okay to question God, to ask God why. But I was like getting distant from him and started to care less. And then I was like, no, remind yourself and remember that it wasn't for nothing. And even another friend, she assured me, and she was like, look, it wasn't for nothing. You got an agency, you got this, and you got to do this and spend this time with your friend and everything. And I was like, yeah, that's so true. And it's so easy to get caught up in the one thing that God doesn't do, where you were so sure that he was going to do. But in the end, he did more than I thought he would or thought was possible. And yeah, so basically this episode is called Even If Not. Like, I still believe, like, you know the story in Daniel, where it's about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where Nebuchadnezzar wants to put the four, like, the three into the fire, and then there was the fourth in the fire, which was Jesus. But it's just about them not bowing down to his idol and worshipping him, but still worshipping the one and only God. And I was like, this was my situation of even if not. I've had my situation, even if not. So he didn't end up make it happening. But I know, even if he did not make it happen, I still know that God is there. God is real, God is true, and God is for me and with me. And he will make possible and able and open the doors that he wants to open for me. And it's so important to remind myself, regardless of what area it is, if it is in modeling, if it is in other things, he will make a way. And I think this is so important, because this is why we shall remind ourselves that God is still able, that even if he doesn't do the one thing, he has something else for you, or he has something better for you, or he has something to protect you from, which is why he didn't make it happen. So looking at it back now, like, I was like, I'm so impressed by the faith I had until the last minute. And I really think that God wants us to have this faith. But I also believe that God doesn't want our faith to be crushed the way that I felt my faith was crushed. But to really have, like, everything teaches us something. So this has taught me to have faith until the last minute. And it was so crazy because it was so, like, for the world and for every normal thinking person, it would be so crazy to think that until, like, 5 minutes before a big show with huge designers and everything, you will still get a call to rush in. But I had faith because I know I have a God who is able. And I believe that he really wanted to teach me that and to really have me keep this faith and this manner and this habit of believing until the last minute for the future, for whatever is going to happen, for whatever he is going to make happen. And so even if not, I know God has a great plan for me. And I know that God did it for a reason. And even if not, I know God still provides and has brought beautiful things out of it. And I think this is like what God really wants to teach us, more mentality of even if not, I still praise you, I still believe in you, I still stand on your word and on your truth, and that we are not getting crushed because, you know, God of course doesn't tease us with something that he wants for us and doesn't give us in the end, you know, like being like, oh, look at this, like, you know, teasing a dog with like a treat or something and then take it away and never give it to the dog. But this was like a weird example because we're not dogs to God, but we're his children. But you know what I mean? It's just like God wants to give the best to us. But if the best turns out to not be the best for us or could actually harm us, or something else comes up that could actually harm us, he is going to protect us. He is going to make sure to protect us and not to get harmed. And yeah, so basically, this is what I learned. And I know, even if not, my God is still great. Even if I didn't book the show, I got to work with Primark again. I got to I got to spend time in Milan, I got an agency and everything like that I didn't even think of, and he is still great and he's still a good God, he's still my heavenly father, and I know he provides. And yeah, so just let us have this faith again, let us learn to have this faith that even if not, he is still able, but also to have faith until the last minute. To have faith until the last minute and the mentality of even if not, I still believe and still have faith. So yeah, I hope this episode could encourage you to never lose your faith and hope. And I know it's a bit more personal on this episode because there hasn't been a Bible passage or something, because it was really about the process, what God revealed to me. And yeah, I hope it could encourage you and just tell you that it is okay if God doesn't do something or ends up not doing something that he actually said he would do, because you know, you always have to see the bigger picture. It's not to tease you or annoy you, but it's to protect you and give the best to you. So yeah, I hope you stay blessed and keep your faith and have the hope and know that even if not, God is still great. So, hear you next time. Bye bye.